Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bert Haas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Erod. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Eddie Erod. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting third. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bob Scheffing. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lenny Morello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. And now, play ball. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton takes first base on ball four. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatton moves to third. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck is called out on strikes. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Erod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erod takes first base on ball four. Vollmer moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive towards first. Cavaretta reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Scheffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheffing hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Haas strikes out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough now catching. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Adams moves to third. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lamarno hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erod fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Erod. Johnson moves to second. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz bunts towards the mound. Erod fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to third. Morello moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Johnson scores. Morello moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hatton. Morello scores. Lowry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lowry scores. Pafko moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Pafko moves to third. Cavaretta moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Eddie Erod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erod is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Erod hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCullough settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schmitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hatton strikes out. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baumholtz moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Morello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pafko. The throw from Lamarno and he is out, Miller applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lamarno hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pafko. Lamarno reaches second base with a double. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Vollmer is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Erod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Erod is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Erod hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough bunts towards the mound. Erod fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cavaretta moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta moves to third. McCullough moves to second. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Cavaretta scores. McCullough moves to third. Nicholson moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Clayton Lambert now pitching. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-2 in the game. Morello hits a line drive into left field. Gallen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gallen. McCullough scores. Nicholson scores. Johnson moves to third. Morello moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schmitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack is walked intentionally. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Baumholtz moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Pavko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pavko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pavko takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello misplays the ball. That's an error on Morello. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lamarno moves to second. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Lamarno moves to third. Vollmer moves to second. Ray Mueller pinch hits for Clayton Lambert. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Lamarno scores. Vollmer moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Cubs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Polivka now pitching. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Morello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schmitz bunts towards the mound. Polivka fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schmitz moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schmitz scores. Hack moves to third. It's 7-1, Cubs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Pafko hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hatton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.